Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on deepening India-UAE ties. The participants are Anil Trigunayath, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the India-UAE bilateral relationship. This comes as the visit of the Crown Prince of Dubai to India has happened, and we have seen major agreements in various areas and sectors being signed. We have in the discussion Ambassador Anil Trigunayath, who has served in the Foreign Service in the Middle East. He is also one of the leading Middle East experts in the country today. We also have Vinod Kumar, who is the special correspondent of Prasar Bharati, currently stationed in Dubai, joining us. So together we will discuss how this India-UAE relationship today is one of the strongest bilateral ties that India has, and how with time we see much more progress and depth happening in this bilateral relationship. Ambassador Trigunayath, when you look at this visit, how significant is this visit, especially given the fact that we also have some important announcements like the Indian Institute of Management and the India-UAE Friendship Hospital, they will be set up in Dubai. So these new initiatives and this visit, how much does this add to this bilateral relationship?
All the relationships, one of the most rewarding and productive and mutually beneficial relationship has been the comprehensive strategic partnership with the UAE that we have developed over a decade in the past. And this visit also of the Crown Prince of Dubai is a continuation of that, whether it is in terms of education, as you mentioned, or for trade or for defense, or for general geopolitical scenario. Visit has touched upon nearly every dimension of our relationship. As you know that UAE is our third largest trading partner in terms of bilateral volume. It is a balanced trade, means import and exports are generally equal in about $97 billion. And our total non-oil trade with the UAE is about $54 billion. So idea is to increase the non-oil trade to about $100 billion. In addition, we also have defense and security partnership. And as you have heard that during this visit and his meeting with the defense minister, the Pinaka missiles even have been supposedly offered to UAE, which is shopping for a lot of defense equipment all over. And Indian companies are doing extremely well there in cybersecurity, in space, in nuclear energy, in all these newer areas. Our relationship has continued to enhance, enrich, and deepen over the years. We have seen that Prime Minister Modi actually started off his first ever visit to the region by going to UAE, and he has already been there by 7 times. And Sheikh Zayed, the Emir of UAE, also visited India at least 4 times or 5 times. So, which also shows, I mean, because the high level visits, especially with the Arab world, carry a lot of significance. So I believe that this kind of a thing which happens, another thing is very important was that the Abu Dhabi, there's a temple that has been built. And now in Dubai, we are talking of finishing off or making our Bharat Mart, which will be showcasing India's products in the region. So it is a hub for us. Secondly, UAE is also important for our sub-regional and regional outreach. We signed that comprehensive economic partnership agreement with them, which was the fastest ever agreement ever signed with any country. And it has already started dividends to us. Then they are part of the I2U2, that initiative with India, USA, Israel, and UAE. And now they are also very much an integral part of the IMEC corridor, India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor. So when we look at it, and they also host the largest Indian community, frankly, 3.5 million people who are living there in the UAE and are very much accepted as part of their nation building in the country. So I think that this visit was of Mr. Maktoum was extremely important and a continuation of the partnership that is going on. And I actually had met Mr. Maktoum many, many years ago when I was working in the ministry.
Let's now listen into what Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal had to say on the increase in the bilateral non-oil trade to almost US $100 billion annually by 2030.
I cannot forget the day just about 3 years ago when my good friend Abdullah and I signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. It was truly a defining moment in our partnership, given us a perspective of development since then. And I'm grateful to you for laying before us the roadmap for the future as we grow our non-oil trade to the $100 billion mark that you and I had set for this wonderful partnership.
We also have the Prasar Bharati special correspondent, Vinod Kumar, who is joining us from Dubai. Vinod, when you look at this visit, and we also see that the defense cooperation has been an important part of the talks during the visit of the Crown Prince of Dubai, and we've had the defense minister meet the Crown Prince, and we've also had discussions on how defense cooperation can be increased, the Coast Guard to Coast Guard agreement. How important is this element today in the bilateral relationship between India and the UAE?
While talking about the defense cooperation between India and the United Arab Emirates, we have to look at slightly into the historical part of it. Even though our relation with the UAE in the defense front started in 2003, it was in 2017 the relationship was elevated into a comprehensive strategic partnership, establishing the strategic security dialogue. And India and UAE has been participating in multilateral exercises like Desert Flag Series, India's LCA Tejas made its international debut in 2023. This all shows growing military-to-military ties. And both these countries have pledged their cooperation in counterterrorism at the United Nations, acknowledging their respective efforts during their tenures in the UN Security Council. And both the countries have unanimously adopted the Delhi Declaration of Countering Use of New and Emerging Technologies and the Abu Dhabi Gating Principles on Threats Posed by Unmanned Aircraft Systems in 2023. Along with these lines, if you see, when the Dubai Crown Prince Hamdan Al Maktoum visited India, we had this Coast Guard to Coast Guard collaborations in line with these historical cooperations that has been set a decade earlier. India and UAE expressed satisfaction in their active Coast Guard to Coast Guard cooperation. They agreed to formalize this collaboration through MOUs. And not only on Coast Guard to Coast Guard collaborations, this visit also emphasized on defense and industrial collaboration. Discussions were held on co-production, co-development, and then technology transfer. Both these countries are trying to be partners, and we have Make in India campaign. Same thing is here in the UAE, and the Make in Emirates initiative also is there. We have also offered Akash missile systems for the defense of UAE. The system can intercept, it's a very advanced air-to-air missile system, intercept hostile aircraft, and most importantly, drones, which is the new threat in the modern military warfare. And we have also discussions on joint R&D and technology sharing. So all this shows that we have a very in-depth, comprehensive strategic partnership when it comes to defense relationship between the India and the United Arab Emirates.
Ambassador Thirugnath, if I could ask you to talk a little about what we've seen at the highest political level, the chemistry between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mohammed bin Zayed, and how we've seen that at every level politically, how India and UAE today seem to be in sync. And there is this personal chemistry of the political leadership, which is also adding heft to this bilateral relationship.
If you want to deal with the Arab world, you have to have personal relationship, personal connect. For them, this also makes a lot of difference. And I'm very happy that Prime Minister Modi, who has this magic of cultivating personal relationship with all leaders nearly, has tremendous respect by the Arab leadership. He has been given the highest award by almost all the countries in the Middle East wherever he has visited, which clearly indicates the kind of affection that they hold him. Baf's temple, which was built for which Prime Minister Modi just asked for the land, and within a minute, the Sheikh immediately agreed to provide that, and he even visits that very often. So I think that personal relationships are very important, especially with the Arab world, and I think the Prime Minister Modi's, every time we have seen how they endearingly, respectfully address each other, there is a great comfort level in addressing the serious challenges that the world is facing, because UAE is also playing a very important role. They follow a smart diplomacy with no problem with any neighbor or other countries, foreign policy, and therefore they are an integral part of many solutions. And that's why they are part of our I2U2 and the IUSU, as well as the IMEC corridor project. Apart from being our very important bilateral partner, they are also looking to invest a great deal in India. Indian companies have invested, more than 12,000 Indian companies are present in the UAE. Largest Indian community is hosted there. And very respectfully, in fact, that is something very important. They're looked after very well. They feel very happy about it. And this is true of all the seven Emirates. I would say that they look at India in a very affectionate manner and know that India's growth story can be beneficial to them.
Vinod, the UAE has a large Indian diaspora. Almost 4.3 million people from India are working, living in the UAE. How important is this people-to-people linkages that you observe in this relationship?
it's the most important and, in fact, the most base of the relationship between India and the UAE. We have got 4.3 million Indians living here, and that number is counting upwards every day. Because Dubai gives an ease of setting up business, ease of finding employment, and good working conditions. These are the things which motivate Indians to come here and work here, and they have contributed immensely to the development of this nation as well. Right from the inception of this nation in 1973, it was the Indian expatriate population that has built this country ground up. And Indian investors also form a key part of Dubai's business landscape, with around 73,000 active Indian companies registered as members of Dubai Chamber of Commerce by the end of March this year. And in fact, the overseas office of Dubai Chambers is said to be opened in Mumbai after the visit of this crown prince. All this indicate that the cultural connect between the two countries is very strong. Bollywood is very popular here. In fact, if you go to many places in Dubai or UAE, you will find better Indian food right here in the heart of Dubai than you find in tier 2 cities in India. Culturally, we can say that the connection is very strong. And this is also reciprocated by the UAE administration as well as the government. They know the importance of this vitality and the vibrant Indian population working here, constructing the city in a matter of just a few decades.
Ambassador Trugnia, you also mentioned about the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. And we've seen that this is one of the exciting projects which are underlying the India-UAE relationship today. But given the tensions that we have seen in the Middle East for more than a year now, how do you see the progress on this going forward? And also, this is something which was talked about during the Crown Prince of Dubai's visit. So this is a project that is important, that is being paid a lot of attention. But given the tensions in the region, how do you see this going forward?
Well, there is no doubt that the Israel-Hamas war has put some kind of a brake onto this as far as that leg of the project is concerned. But as you know, that these kind of corridors generally are a long-term project. It takes at least 10 to 15 years to materialize fully and providing the complete connectivity. So it is that kind of a time frame we are looking at. Like you know that INSTC, the International North-South Transport Corridor, started off in 2000 and it is still having its own problems. So there is no corridor which is without any problems. So that's normal. At the same time, we know that the region is quite volatile. So it is obvious that there would be challenges that will come across, and hopefully they'll be addressed going forward in one way or the other. But as far as India and UAE are concerned, you'll be surprised that irrespective of the problems that are being faced there, we have started working ourselves on our sections of the project. For example, in India now we are working on several port developments, bringing them in a big way commensurate to the future requirements also. Likewise, the cables that are being laid, supply of hydrogen and others. So bilaterally, I think India and UAE are working very strongly. We recently had our Secretary of Shipping visiting there for harmonizing various standards and how it can work together, because this is a long-term process. So likewise with UAE and Saudi Arabia, both we are working closely and continuing on our part of the deal in any case, because West Asia is one of the most important regions for us. It's virtually existential for us. So therefore, it is important that we continue to work together, and I'm happy that our focus remains on doing it. Likewise, Europeans are very keen. I have recently met some of them, and they are very, very, they have appointed their special envoy, or SHEPA as they're called, for the IMAC by various countries. France has just done it. Italy already has it. Some other countries. So they're very keen on this going forward. We'll have to just see how this eventually Israel-Hamas war pans out, because a lot depends on them if we have to go via Israel to Haifa.
We bring today's discussion to an end with Ambassador Anil Trugniath and the special correspondent of Prasar Bharti from Dubai, Vinod Kumar. We have discussed various topics and issues which are related to the India-UAE relationship, whether it is the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement or whether the tensions in the Middle East and how they affect a very important project like the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, and also how, despite all the global tensions, the India-UAE relationship is one that we have seen going from strength to strength in the last 10 to 15 years, and how the recent visit of the Crown Prince of Dubai promises to take this relationship even further.
You were listening to a discussion on deepening India-UAE ties. The participants were Anil Trigunayath, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.